Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Popper from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. On Sunday, the Giants wrap up their season against the Washington Redskins at MetLife Stadium. Coming up over the next half hour, we'll tell you about the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Redskins rivalry. And our cameras followed Antrell Roll back to his hometown in Florida. But to get things started, time for Sights and Sounds brought to you by Verizon as the Giants went to Detroit and beat the Lions.
Domes, man, I like to call the living room. You know, wall-to-wall carpet and AC, real comfortable in here. Run all day.
Hey, just give all your effort, man.
Yeah.
Everything you got today. That's all we can ask for, win, lose, or draw. Just give everything you got.
Yeah.
Let's go. May the best team win. Let's go. Sides on three. One, two, three.
Ah! Turning it in motion from right to left. Offset high. Manning back to throw. Fires one over the middle and it's into the end zone, and it is caught for a touchdown by Jernigan. Manning threw a bullet, and Jarrell Jernigan with his first career touchdown catch.
Touchdowns in one drive.
JJ!
Let's go!
JJ, ooh! Kill him!
Ooh!
Ooh! Kill him!
Manning out of a shotgun set and sacked once. Back to throw. Gonna get sacked again by Stewart. Let's see, is it the safety? Yes, it is.
We're good. Balls are coming down fourth quarter. Who's going to win it? That's what it's going to come down to. Let's go win it.
Two receivers right, two to the left. Stafford back to throw. Plenty of time. Sidearms it right. Deflected and intercepted. Off the deflection. Running down the left sideline. Will Hill, touchdown Giants. 37 yards.
Boy, did they need that.
So we will go to overtime. The Giants and Lions will go to overtime.
It's Eli time. I gotta watch this.
Go book it, Eli.
Fourth and seven at the Lions 42. No, Manning takes the snap. He fires it over the middle. And a sliding catch made at the 28-yard line for a first down by Jernigan.
How about that for a big play, huh?
And this will be about a 45-yard field goal for Josh Brown to win it. Weatherford will hold. Snap is good. Kick on its way. It's got the distance. It is good! And the Giants have beaten the Lions in overtime, 23-20. And the New York Giants get their sixth win of the season. And the Lions have been eliminated from the postseason.
A great team win. We found a way to win the game, and that's classic Giant football, the way that happened. Let's have a team. One, two, three. Team!
That's Sights and Sounds brought to you by Verizon. Antrell Roll had another great game for the Giants. When we come back, we'll take you behind the scenes with Antrell as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Join the New York Giants alumni at the American Red Cross Blood Drive on Saturday, January 4th at the Empire Meadowlands Hotel in Secaucus. Register at redcrossblood.org/nygwinter14.com. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Antrell Roll has been a consistent force for the Giants throughout the course of the season. Where does all that energy come from? Our cameras followed Antrell back to his hometown in Florida.
In 2005, Antrell Roll was selected in the first round of the NFL draft by the Arizona Cardinals. Antrell spent five seasons in Arizona and recorded 335 tackles and 12 interceptions. Following the 2009 season, Antrell Roll was an unrestricted free agent, and on March 5th, 2010, he signed with the New York Giants.
I remember when Antrell first went to the Giants, and he called me back and he said, you know, Mom, he said, you know, these guys got talent like I've never seen before. Super talented that I know we can go all the way.
From the very beginning, Antrell became one of the outspoken leaders of the team.
One, two, three, DB!
I took a lot of, you know, criticism for, you know, being a loudmouth, being a guy who, whatever.
Let's go out here and be great, man. Let's go out here and hit.
And to be honest with you, it really doesn't bother me because I know who I am. You know, the coaches know who I am. The players on my team know who I am. They know I'm not a guy that just talks all the time or just always has something to say. When I go on the field, I'm going to give you 100%. And I think that's something that they all can vouch for.
We will fight.
We will fight.
We can't fight no more.
We can't fight no more.
I would never, ever in a million years speak about myself. Everything I speak is always for the team.
In Super Bowl 46, Entrell and the Giants would battle the New England Patriots and their superstar quarterback, Tom Brady. And on the game's final play, the Giants' secondary would turn the lights out for good.
Brady's back. Brady's under pressure. Brady's chased. Brady heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone. A jump ball, and it's incomplete. And the ball game's over. And the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
This is what we mean when we say all on deck, all in. We will not be denied world champs.
Putting the team first has paid off big for both Entrell and the Giants. He registered a career-high 96 tackles in 2011 and 2012. And in 2013, he was named team captain on defense. But back in Homestead, Florida, Entrell received perhaps an even greater tribute when his high school hosted the first ever Entrell Roll.
That's something that will never change. And when people ask me where I'm from, I don't say Miami, Florida. I say Homestead, Florida.
You know, I mean, that day is definitely a miraculous day for myself as well as my family. And as well for many others, you know, born and raised here in the Homestead community. I always run across the question, people say, you know, why you live in Homestead? Like, there's nothing there. And for them, it may seem like there's nothing there, but for me, it's everything here.
Well, Entrell was blessed because of his talent that he's always had, natural talent. He does not like to be different. So him staying in Homestead was a part of, for one, being very family-oriented and a mama's boy that literally calls her 4 or 5 times a day.
So he said, Mommy, say I saw a house for sale. Well, where is it?
Down the street.
Where?
You know, Entrell loves South Beach, too. I said, down the street?
I want to go play basketball with Mo, Joe, whoever. You know, I want to go play basketball with Mo, Joe, whoever. And that's just the kind of person I am. And I think by me doing that, it keeps me extremely humble.
He goes down to the restaurant down on Chrome Avenue in Homestead and eat every morning, hang out with the kids, you know, up and down the street. I mean, you wouldn't think he had anything. You wouldn't even know he even played football if people didn't know him.
And that's what we love about him, because at the end of the day, the character will outlast the contract. Absolutely. And that's what matters.
I chose to just stay down here in the Homestead community, where I can shine light on others, where they can just go to the grocery store and see me, where they can, you know, go to the basketball court and see me, where they can go to the bowling alley and just see me and understand that, you know, that, you know, this dude, he's here. You know, he's here for us. He's here for us to see. And, you know, it lives on.
In his fourth season with the Giants, Entrell has become a leader on the field and in the locker room, a Super Bowl champion who's the pride and joy of his family and Homestead, Florida.
I'm more proud of the way he's handled himself with the success. I'm more proud of his character off field than I am with his talent on field, because he's always had that. So I'm used to that. He's still just my little brother.
He carried himself just like he did when he was in high school. Nothing changed other than his title and his money. But nothing else changed. He's the same kid.
We just have that unconditional love. You know, it just doesn't matter what it is. I never, ever have to look up in the stands and wonder if my parents are there, because I know they're always going to be there. They've been right there by my side for each and every game. Same for my brothers and sisters. You know, I think they're definitely my backbone. You know, my sister, she's the one that speaks her mind more than anyone. And at the same time, I think she's so passionate about, you know, her brothers and her mothers and father. My brother's very quiet. My brother's very quiet. He's very reserved. But at the same time, I see my brother as an overseer. You know, he's the one that's going to always look after you. He's always going to be the one to watch your back. He's always going to be the protector. I think we all serve, you know, a different purpose, you know, within this family. So I just live freely, you know. I mean, you only live life once, and I try to live it to the best of my abilities, and I've been extremely blessed and fortunate, you know, to be in the situation that I'm in. So I just try to take advantage and make sure I take my brother, my sister, my mother, my father on the ride right along with me.
I want to thank Entrell Roll and his entire family for allowing our cameras to follow him around back in Florida. Well, Justin Tuck has been a great player for the Giants, but he's been an even greater player away from the football field, giving back to the community. We'll tell you about it after this on Giants Access Blue. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Justin Tuck, throughout the course of the year, is always giving back to the community with his Rush for Literacy Foundation. Earlier in December, he made a stop at the Garden State Plaza for a toy drive and collecting books.
This year is our 7th annual Toys for Tots toy drive to benefit Boys and Girls Club. We got Terrell Thomas on his way, we got Justin Pugh on his way, so just, you know, try our best to use the platform God has given us to put some smiles on some kids' faces this holiday season.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for doing this.
This is an easy toy drive, you know, you get a free autograph, bring a toy, everybody wins.
Yeah.
Thank you. Say, go Giants. You like Justin? Here you go. We gave a couple toys. Connect Four, some old-time classic games. I mean, the fact that they're doing this and just, you know, looking for toys to donate to children, I think is incredible.
Family and friends and the kids in the community are the biggest thing, especially during the holidays when times are tough for some people. So it's great to be out here, give back. And they do so much for us, cheering us on, supporting us. It's nice to come back and do something for them.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You know, it's big, man. We're so blessed as professional athletes to be able to play the game that we love and the passion that we do and get paid and get great money. So anytime you can give back to your surrounding community.
Thank you. Your parents are pretty awesome. Come here. What up? What's going on?
There's so many people less fortunate. It's nice to be able to give kids something to look forward to on Christmas.
I think it's important to give back all year. I've truly been blessed to have the success I've had, and I think the most important thing to do with that is to, you know, share that success in ways that, you know, you can help other people that aren't as fortunate as you are.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you. You know, these toys and these books today are going to go to some needy kids throughout New Jersey, and I think that's more important than, you know, what I can get for Christmas, just being able to give, you know, things like this for Christmas.
Thank you. I
appreciate
it.
Have a good
time. Happy holidays!
Justin Tuck has done wonderful things with his Rush for Literacy Foundation. Time for this week's edition of Sideline Jam as we take a look at the Giants' holiday card.
What toy section are we going to first? You guys?
Catch.
Everybody jumping?
Yeah!
All right, good. I like it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah!
What do you guys say?
Hey, how you doing?
Are we Giants?
Giants, there we go.
Giants!
This is how I look right here. Look up.
You say thank you, you say bye-bye.
Bye.
It's our friend Ryan Berries from New York State.
Hurrah!
Right. Hey. Giant fan all his life.
Thank you so much.
Run a pass, Pedro? You
want to
go deep? You score a touchdown?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Part of our Giants family.
We wish you all a happy holiday
and a safe and peaceful new year.
And from all of us here at Giants Access Blue, we hope you and your family are having a healthy and happy holiday season. When we come back, We'll tell you about the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants and Redskins here on Giants Access Blue. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. The Giants finish up their season against the Redskins. Giants trying to complete the season sweep of Washington. Here are the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Redskins rivalry. Here are the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Redskins rivalry. 10. The number of times the Giants have scored more than 50 points in franchise history, two of which came in wins against the Redskins. 51-21 in 1954 and 53-0 in 1961. The Giants are 10-0 in such games. 9. The number of shutout victories the Giants have in the regular season over the Redskins in franchise history. 1933, 1934, 1936, 38, 1944, 46, 1958, 1961, and 2005. 8. The number of times the Giants sacked quarterbacks Gus Frerotte 5 times and Trent Green 3 times in a 1998 win over Washington. 7. The Giants notched a series-high 7 interceptions against the Redskins in a 1963 win at Yankee Stadium. 4 off quarterback Norm Snead and 3 from George Izzo. 6. The longest win streak the Giants have in the Tom Coughlin era over Washington is 6 games, stretching from 2008 to 2011. 5. The number of times the Giants have rushed for more than 300 yards in a game, including 351 against the Redskins in a 1959 win. The others were 423 against the Colts in 1950, 377 versus the New York Yanks in 1950, 309 against the Chicago Cardinals in 1950, and 301 versus the Panthers in 2008. 4. The Giants are looking for their 4th straight win in regular season finales against divisional opponents. Beginning in 2010, the Giants beat NFC East foe Washington 17-14, Dallas 31-14, and Philadelphia 42-7 to close out the year. 3. The number of times the Giants have thrown for more than 500 yards in a single contest, including Y.A. Tittle's 505 against Washington in the 1962 game in which he tied an NFL record for most touchdown passes with 7. The others were Phil Simms' franchise record 513 against Cincinnati in 1985 and Eli Manning's 510 against Cleveland in 2012. 2. The number of wins the Giants have against the Redskins in MetLife Stadium. They're 2-1 versus Washington since the stadium opened in 2010. But they are just a combined 4-7 against the NFC East at home in their venue. The Giants are 1-3 there against Dallas, as well as 1-3 against Philadelphia. 1. The Giants have 1 postseason victory against the Redskins in franchise history, coming in the 1986 Super Bowl run when they beat Washington 17-0 in the NFC Championship game. The Giants also have 1 loss to the Redskins in postseason history. Washington beat them 28-0 in a 1943 divisional playoff game. Those are the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Redskins rivalry. All right, it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Well, the Giants will close out their 2013 season at MetLife Stadium on Sunday as they take on the Washington Redskins. So what is the significance of this game with the Giants not making it to the postseason this year? Well, let's focus in on how the Giants can go about beating the Washington Redskins. Kirk Cousins is an accurate quarterback for Washington, so getting consistent pressure on him is going to be very important. And once again, the Giants need to control the running game of the Washington Redskins. They did a really good job against Alfred Morris in their first meeting of the season down in Landover, Maryland. In fact, the Redskins' best part of their running game that night was the running of quarterback Robert Griffin III, who will not play in this game. When you look at the numbers this year, the Giants have been fantastic against the top running backs in the NFL, holding that group, the top 8 in the NFL, to a combined 3.2 yards per carry. It always is kind of the same theme. Stopping the run is the most important part of winning in the National Football League, and that's my perspective. Hey, make sure you follow the Giants at Giants.com, on Facebook.com/New York Giants, and of course, on Twitter at Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. We wish you a very happy new year, and thanks for joining us here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue's restaurant of choice is Ben & Jack's Steakhouse. Visit their convenient location in Manhattan at 28th and 5th Avenue. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. Visit MetLifeCentral.com for a chance to win amazing Giants experiences. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. The Children's Place, the official kids' fashion partner of the New York Giants.